5:34 on the Sports Line. Welcome back to the show. Rich Roth, Ed Lane here on a Thursday. Time to talk a little more football, more pro football, as the Packers and the Seahawks are squaring off tonight on Thursday Night Football. And Paul Nolan joins us once again from freewinners.net. Hey, Paul, what's going on, man? How are you?
Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
We're good, man. We're good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I didn't have a nice phone call, nice surprise. Yeah, I didn't know we were going again today, so I'm excited to be on the air with you guys. This is great.
But you know your stuff. You don't need to prepare for this stuff. You know what's going on.
Yeah, I know, but it's always nice to be the consummate pro. You know, you want to be, you know, I want to make sure my hair looks good, too, for radio. You know, it's really all I got going for me.
Yeah, JV caliber performance on my end, of course. Hopefully it doesn't translate if I were to be picking games. We know you can help folks out, including Thursday night with NFL, when they text NFL to 313131 to get the pick for Thursday night football. That is the Seattle Seahawks welcoming in the Green Bay Packers. You guys have a real beat on this game tonight?
Well, actually, we do. It's one of our executive plays tonight. We are going to be giving it out. We have a play on the total. We love it. We also have a play on the college game tonight, Tulane and Houston. We have a big play there, and that's available on the text line if they text NFL in the message. 1-3-1-3-1-31-31-31-31, NFL on the message, hit send, and they'll get picks directly right back with automated, no one to speak to, no charges, no fees. It's not like calling one of those 900 numbers back in 1990-something. There's no, you're not on a robocall. Nobody's going to chase you down. It's all straight up.
But what if people want to talk to you, Paul? They want to hear it right from your mouth. They can do that,
too. Well, then they have to follow the link to the website and find my phone number on the web.
Got to work for it. I get it.
Rich, catch me unprepared without the jingle.
I'm not a good pitch, man. I stink at the pitch. I don't want to pitch myself. I stink at it. You know, I like talking football. I like giving out games, and I like to win. But I stink at giving out. The phone number is, do you want me to sing it for you?
We love the jingle.
Yeah.
I love that stupid jingle. I remember when the marketing guys gave it to us, and I'm like, wait, what? Are you trying to be worse than Cars for Kids? Like, what are you doing? And it turned out to be one of the most effective jingles. It's incredible. It works so well. I can't tell you how many people call us during the week saying, man, that jingle was stuck in my head. I was singing it in front of my 7-year-old, and I felt like a moron.
Did you ever give the marketing folks the credit they deserve?
No. Don't raise their prices.
Ed's pulling that up. Let's talk about the Packers tonight, though. You know, we were touching on them earlier. Everybody always thinks that they're a really good football team because of Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, often he's not enough, and you're sitting there and you're looking at their record right now, and they're 4-4, and they've got a tie, and, you know, it just...
This team should be better. There's no doubt about it. This team's got players everywhere. I mean, you look for Jair Alexander on the, you know, outstanding. I mean, he's having a Pro Bowl caliber year. You have Kenny Clark in the three technique, as disruptive and as forceful and taking on double teams as well as anyone. That's led to Mike Daniels having a really good year again. You know, then you look at Dean Lowry next to him, a third year man out of, I can't remember Clemson. And then the linebackers are good. You know, this is a joke that this team isn't good. You know, when you got a guy like Blake Martinez who diagnoses plays, covers field, can cover out of the backfield, and he's right behind, you know, Clark in the center, that they A-gap attack as well as anybody. And to me, it's crazy to me how this team isn't better, because their O-line is excellent. They've mastered the art of holding. Bakhtiari is doing it again. Bulaga is playing well. Lindsley is outstanding at the center position. He's got great continuity and rapport with Rodgers. You know, and now they got it. Look, Aaron Jones gets a little bit of confidence. It starts going. Last year they thought he was going to be something, and they don't use him properly. Now they start using him properly. Take some pressure, a little play action. Take Rodgers. To me, I think the problem here is Mike McCarthy and his staff. I think they get out-coached more often than not, and we're talking about a massive mismatch in coaching tonight. But again, it's Green Bay at home. They feed off, you know, it's, you know, to me, Green Bay, it should be better. It's I mean, I'm sorry, Seattle at home, you got to deal with that crowd, which the luster's come off it a little bit. But when Green Bay's at home, it's got to be a win. They have to win at home, and they had. Like, to me, it's just they got lucky to a couple lucky wins in there against bad teams, and it's just frustrating to me because I believe Aaron Rodgers is the best pure quarterback in this league, and I love everything about the way the guy plays, his heart, his diagnosis, his puts balls into tiny windows. It just makes me sick that if this team had Andy Reid and his staff offensively, if this team had Matt Nagy, what he's doing in Chicago, making Trubisky look better, this would be a better team. And I'm really disgusted with the way I watch the film and the back. And I constantly see Mike McCarthy outcoached. It really makes me ill because this team should be better.
My goodness, some harsh words.
Sorry.
But, hey,
sorry.
You tell it like it is.
And it's too much caffeine.
Hey, and there is clear passion behind the pick from freewinners.net. Text NFL to 313131 to get that for the Thursday night game. Or if you want to speak to a person as Rich has offered, you can also do this.
Go 888-366-FREE. It's embedded in my brain, man. Embedded in my brain.
So cheesy. I love it. It's so cheesy. I love it. I love our silly jingle. I love it.
That is the best part about the jingle is the fact that it's so cheesy. Or if you want to avoid that and you're antisocial because Rich has some of that in him, just text NFL to 313131 to get the pick for Thursday Night Football. There will also be games on Sunday, Paul. Big one that we're keeping our eyes on around here, Washington welcoming in the Houston Texans. Y'all have a good read on this matchup?
You know, I've been really fortunate with or against Washington this year. We're 3-0, 4-1 with or against Houston. It's been a really good year with both of these teams. And, like, one of the things I find interesting about this team is every time you turn around and you go to some, you know, station or some talking head or you see these guys on TV, it drives me nuts because it looks like they're not even doing their homework. Like, they're just worried about their wardrobe, and then they're studying their notes 1 minute beforehand, and they're giving you some of the silliest stats and taglines that make no sense. I keep hearing the same narrative. These are the two worst 6-3 teams. Okay, great. They're 6-3. You got to win in the NFL, and terrible teams can beat good teams on any given Sunday, as we all know. To me, if Washington wasn't so battered on the injury bug, I would love this team because of its value under the radar. Give me teams that can run. Give me teams with a quarterback who protects the ball. Give me a nose tackle, a three tech. I mean, it's just a matter of time. This time next year, you mark my words, Deron Payne is a household name. That kid's leverage that he gets inside, his technique, everything that he does bottling up the center of that defense has been outstanding. I can't say enough good things about the film we see on him. And for basically the same personnel, you know, and Jonathan Allen obviously is playing well, not as good as last year, but playing well in the center of that defense. And, you know, Kerrigan keeps doing his job. I think they're going to get great pressure on Houston's offensive line. And even though I love Deshaun Watson, I think if you drop Deshaun Watson in Kansas City's offense, I think he'd be putting up the same kind of numbers as Mahomes. It's a bold statement. Yeah, Deshaun Watson, to me, if we dropped him into Kansas City's offensive system with their play calling and their weapons everywhere, I mean, we were joking around on the air on our radio show that airs on your Sunday, Saturday and Sunday mornings about week three. The guy Jimmy Tags on our office said, you know, Mahomes has more weapons than Al-Qaeda. And it's the truth. And if Watson was in that offense, I think he'd be putting up the same numbers. This kid is doing it with no offensive line. Obviously, D-Hop is as good as it gets. I mean, he's a superstar in this league. To me, not enough of a running game, not enough play action. This kid is really doing it with his incredible arm accuracy and athleticism, and he's a really heady kid. So, but I do like Washington in this. I liked them when they were +3. We bought it to 3.5 on Monday. That line just dropped. So I'm just looking at it now when we started giving it out to our clients. That line has dropped. So there isn't a great deal of value now. Oh, wait, nope, it's back to +3. You're good. So, no, we're good to go. So, like, to me, if it's 3, I always buy a 3 to 3.5 because it's worth it. That's a free pick here. I would say Washington is a real good value. I don't see any reason why this game shouldn't be a pick 'em. We feel like it's a bad line, and we feel like this is a perfect spot for Houston to be looking ahead to their Monday night matchup for next week against Tennessee, which is an absolute must-win playoff game next week. So I think Washington keeps it going this week.
There you go. Free pick from freewinners.net. Paul Nolan joining us. And once again, for more picks, text NFL to 313131. Paul, thank you, man. A pleasure as always. We appreciate the time, especially on short notice.
No worries, guys. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much.
Paul Nolan, freewinners.net.